It's amazing, Alex. I wrote at my chat yesterday that I just can't get my arms around the fact that the last team in the NHL to win three straight games in a row now is on an eight-game winning streak. It's phenomenal. You know, I counted the Blues out a couple months ago. I think a lot of people did, but I'll admit that I did. I just did not see this team coming together. And even after Craig Berube took over, you know, you kind of saw the same mistakes that we saw with Mike Yeo. And, yeah, you know, it was a process. It can't change overnight. But I just didn't think it was possible to kind of convert that room a little bit and get them to play together on the ice. But that is exactly what's happened. You can see it. And obviously the confidence is building. And obviously the closer they got to a, you know, a playoff spot, they just kept it up. And you could feel it building. And now to the point where you look at this team, Alex, and I just don't see how this could fall apart. I feel like what they're doing, there's a foundation to it.
You know, I think you were asked the question on your chat. I've been asked the questions a couple times by now, JR, if this is Craig Berube's job and the interim tag is going to come off. And we have no idea what's going to happen at that point. But I will say this, with Craig Berube, 22-14-2 now since Mike Yeo was let go, which is an incredible run. And boy, we said the same thing when Mike Yeo took over for Ken Hitchcock. But I think there's a little difference with Berube rather than Yeo when you take over as the interim to being the head coach. And it's what you mentioned. It's having these guys all on the same board, but it's also having these guys believe in themselves. And it really seems like Berube has found that way to touch these guys so they do that every single night.
Yeah, I don't usually like to cross over sports, but to me it is similar to the Mike Schilt situation with the Cardinals in the respect that you get a guy who comes in and he kind of gets the guys to buy in, and there is a bit of a turnaround on the field, and then it's like they're playing for him, and they want him to get the job. I feel like that's the case with Craig Berube. You know, the thing is, you know, people could look at this and say, okay, well, there was a coaching change, and obviously guys are going to respond, you know, to the new guy. But you can talk to anybody in Craig Berube's past, Alex. You can talk to the guys in the locker room who played for him with the Chicago Wolves, guys who played with him for him in Philadelphia, guys who have been teammates of Craig Berube in the past, and they say this is who he is, and this is what he's able to convey. He's got a special way of communicating with players, and he knows how to get the most out of them. So, you know, is it Craig Berube's job? I'm of the belief that you still wait until the off season. If there are guys out there right now who are playing for Craig Berube to get the job, leave that on the table. Let them keep playing this hard so they can play for Craig Berube. And then, you know, I think that Craig deserves this job. I think we've probably reached that point. But if you get to the off season, you're going to see what all the options are. If that includes a Joel Quenneville as an option or whomever, you're going to see what the options are. You know you have Craig, and I think that eventually they'll probably go that direction.
Speaking of options, JR, and final one for you here on our Hockey Mind segment, you have the trade deadline winds already blowing. You've seen a couple of trades happen so far with the Edmonton Oilers trading away a goaltender and then most recently trading away Ryan Spooner. And as we approach the trade deadline, I know you guys at The Athletic are hard on this as well, but the question is, what will the Blues do? At one point it was sell. Now you question if it's buy, or you just question if they stay pat with the return of guys like David Perron.
Yeah, the way I see it, Alex, is they were probably going to be sellers. I think that you had to move the UFAs if the season continued the way it was in late December, early January. You move a couple of those UFAs, and you just think about next season. But obviously with this turnaround, that's changed. It's changed Doug Armstrong's mind. You know, I think they're even to the point now where if they were considering, you know, a big hockey trade, let's just say like an Alex Pietrangelo, a Braden Schenn, I'm just throwing names out there, that with the way the teams play now, you don't want to upset that chemistry. So you probably even push those types of trades back into the summertime if you're going to consider them. Now, that's not to say they won't trade a Schenn. I know there's been a lot of interest, and you know, if Doug Armstrong finds a guy who can come in and, you know, take Schenn's spot, then maybe they do a one-for-one trade there. But to me, and Doug Armstrong has gone on record and said it himself, is that I think they're only interested in hockey trades. They're not going to move their UFAs, and I don't think they're going to pay the premium price it's going to cost to bring in one of those rental-type players. I feel like Doug Armstrong, the ownership, the team, they feel strong about what they've got going right now, and they're just going to roll with it.
It's funny, isn't it, JR? Because if you look at this team in the midst of this win streak, and obviously a loss can change some things, but if you look at it, there's really not that much of a weak spot when you put David Perron back into the lineup, is there?
No, there isn't. And people asked about what are they going to do when you put David Perron back in. And to me, you bump Robert Thomas up to the middle on that second line. Yeah. I know that fourth line is playing terrifically. You don't want to upset that. But at some point, you're going to move Thomas up. So to me, you see Schwartz, Thomas, David Perron on that second line. Who's it going to bump out of the lineup? You know, maybe a Zach Sanford. But my point with talking about this lineup being good enough is this. Hey, they're playing well. They deserve a chance to get in the playoffs and see what they can do. Hey, could you bring Panarin in? He'd be the best player on the team right alongside of Tarasenko and O'Reilly. Yeah, but the Blues aren't in that position to make that type of move, I don't think, unless it's a one-for-one hockey trade. So to me, even though you've got some inexperienced guys like a McEachern, like a Thomas, like some of those younger guys, I just think that the way the Blues are positioned, you just head into the playoffs and see if you can keep this up.
We're moving closer to the trade deadline. Make sure you keep it locked to Jeremy Rutherford on Twitter at JP Rutherford or follow him with The Athletic. JR, we always appreciate the time hopping on with us on the Blues Radio Network. Enjoy this one this afternoon, and we'll see you back at Enterprise Tuesday.
Anytime, Alex.